Okay, Susie, are you ready for today's podcast?
Oh, you bet I am, because I'm unstoppable. January 22nd, 2023. Welcome, everybody, to the Women in Money podcast, as well as everybody smart enough to listen. Susie O here. Now, it was New Year's Eve, and I was watching Miley Cyrus. I love Miley Cyrus on her New Year's Eve special with Dolly Parton. And as I was listening to all the music, I was thinking to myself, you know what? In the year 2023, the Women in Money podcast needs a new theme song. It's been 2 years with the same theme song. So I was listening and I was listening. And then Sia comes on to perform. And she performs the song Unstoppable. And I'm thinking, oh my God, that's the song that needs to be our theme song for 2023. Because all of us need to enter this year, in my opinion, feeling like we are unstoppable, that nothing can stop us from getting to where we are meant to go. And usually the only thing that gets in our own ways is us. We think we can't do it. We think if we ask somebody for something, they're going to say no. So what did I do? I started to listen to that song over and over again on my little iPhone. And even though I know that song came out years ago, I think it was 2016, to me, it was a new song because I heard it not just for my own life, but for the life of all those who listen to this podcast. So I did what you would expect me to do, even though I did not think that the answer was going to come back yes. I happened to have Sia's email address. And I wrote her, it was now January 4th, that's how long it took me to listen to the song to make sure that, yes, this is perfect for the podcast. And really to work up my courage to write an email to Sia to say, Sia, I love your new song. And I realized she probably didn't understand what I meant by new song since it was old, but it was new for me because I saw it in a whole different light. But anyway, I said, I love your song. By any chance, is it possible that I can use a portion of it as the theme song for the Women and Money podcast? And then, of course, I went on wishing her well, saying if I could ever do anything for her, just know I'm here, and to feel okay to say no, because I understand that. Because sometimes when a recording artist has a song, sometimes they have partners in it or publishers or whatever it may be or companies, and they all go, are you crazy? If Susie wants that song, she can pay us X thousands of dollars for that song. Who knows what it would be? So I wanted her to feel okay about saying no. Because truthfully, Sia's music, I've listened to now for many, many years, and they have always, her songs, have always gotten me through times where I was like, I don't know if I can do this. I need help. Whether it was swinging from a chandelier or whether it was stamina, that I have stamina. And this year, it's unstoppable. And so I didn't hear back from her. And I didn't hear back from her. And then I started to wonder, well, you know, that email address was years old the last time we communicated. So maybe that's not even her email address anymore. But I was so proud of myself for just going for it. Just going for it. I did not stop myself from getting rejected. I went for it, everybody. And then 12 days after I sent the email to Sia on January 16th at 2:42 p.m. East Coast time, I got this email back that said, "Absolutely, my pleasure. CCing my managers here so they know I approved it as a gift. I'll start listening today. I love you. Keep going." And she's going to listen to the podcast. What an honor that is. So Sia, hopefully you're listening and you are hearing this. And when I read that, I have to tell you, oh my God, I didn't even know what to do with it because I just couldn't even believe it. You know, you may not understand, but for a recording artist, the stature of Sia, to do something like that is a really big deal. And so, one of the surprises that I've been talking to you about on the videos on the Women in Money app, as well as when I've been just posting things everywhere, and the hint in that app is that when you've been seeing me lately, you've been hearing the song Unstoppable behind me. So the announcement is, for this year, our new theme song for the Women in Money podcast is going to be Unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. I'm so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today.
Now, if you listen to the theme song, I just want you to hear me read the words that you are listening to. And they go like this. It's obviously the chorus of the song. I'm unstoppable. I'm a Porsche with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. I'm so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today. I love that phrase. I mean, oh my God, a Porsche with no brakes. That means you're just really going for it and you're going for it fast and you're invincible and you win every single game and you're powerful. You don't need batteries to play and you're so confident. That is what I want for every single one of you. Hopefully you'll go back and listen to the whole song, because even though it's from around 2016, it is a song that is so relevant today, given what's happening in the economy, what's happening in the world, what's happening in politics. Our goal this year is to not let anybody stop us on any level. Next. The other thing that I refused to be unstoppable about was finding a way for all of you to buy treasury bills, notes, or bonds if you want, in such a way that it was easy for you. And it was very difficult to do, because even if you went and you did it at a discount brokerage firm, it's not so easy. Even though I said it was easy, all of you didn't think it was that easy because you were writing me, "Susie, there's got to be another way besides going to treasurydirect.gov, which is absolutely archaic, if you ask me, or taking money out of an account that you already have somewhere and opening up an account at a discount brokerage firm so that you could do what? So that you could buy treasuries." So I decided I'm going to be unstoppable. And I asked Alliant Credit Union for the people who have the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account to please find a way for them to not have to withdraw money from the Alliant Credit Union and go and open up an account somewhere else because they want to buy treasury bills, because I've been telling everybody to do so. I want you, Alliant Credit Union, to figure this out. And guess what? Starting February 1st, if you have an Ultimate Opportunity Savings account at Alliant Credit Union, through that account, you can absolutely start to purchase Treasury bills, notes, or bonds. However, remember, right now, I only want you buying 3-month Treasury bills, the maximum 6-month Treasury bills. That's what I want you to be doing. I do not want you to go out further than that. 6 months right now are at around 4.8%. So I will have more details for you exactly how you do this. But I just wanted to tell you that because that is going to be a really big deal. So stop if you are taking money out of your Alliant Credit Union account to go buy Treasury somewhere else. You're going to be able to do it through Alliant Credit Union. Now, if you don't have an Alliant Credit Union account and you want to do this, you want a place that you can get 2.7% interest on your money, but even more than that, you want to be able to be part of all the offerings that we will be bringing you this year, such as being able to buy a Treasury bill, bond, or note. Should I give you another little hint of other things coming? They'll kill me if I do this. How would you feel if you were able to open a Roth IRA and be totally protected because the only thing you could hold in there would be either certificates of deposit or treasuries? And you wouldn't be tempted to put your money in the market by some financial advisor who wants to make commission off of you or whatever it may be. Just think about that. What if we can, we haven't yet, figure out a way for your kids, your minors, to be able to participate in the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account, where they could put in a sum of money every month and they could get a bonus just like you did. Also, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account originally started with put in $100 a month every month for 12 consecutive months. And at the end of that 12 months, you will be given $100 by Alliant Credit Union. That's still an incredible deal. So for those of you who are struggling to save money, this is the way that you should do it, to open up an Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account so that everything will be in place to take advantage of all the things that are going to be coming your way this year, hopefully, if we can make it work. You have to have an Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account with Alliant Credit Union because it's only people who have the SUSE account, the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account, that are going to get to participate in the things that I am creating with Alliant Credit Union. Again, you would go to myalliant.com, myalliant.com. And that is where you become a member of Alliant Credit Union. It does not cost you anything to do so. And then you deposit money and you will get to participate in many of the things coming up this year that are really, really fabulous. All right. Those were the two surprises that I wanted to tell you about. Now, I want you to take out your SUSE notebooks. And I want you to write down any possible way that you stopped yourself, from asking somebody for something that you really wanted from them. And therefore, you stopped yourself because you were afraid that they were going to say no. I want you to think about that for a second, because remember, our theme this year is unstoppable. That is our theme song now. And we have all got to live a life where we stop ourselves from not doing that which we want to do, not asking others for that which we want to ask them, to stop being afraid that somebody may say no to us, whatever that situation may be, for a raise, a job promotion. I don't care what it is. You cannot stop yourself anymore. You have got to go for it. So the very first thing I want you to do is, like I said, I want you to write down anything that you can remember that you wanted to go for, but you were afraid because you thought the answer would be no. Next, and this may even be a harder one, believe it or not, I want you to write down any way that you have stopped yourself from doing that which you know you should do to become a better you. Whether it's you know you should save more money, but you stopped yourself. You know you should exercise every day, but you stopped yourself. You know you should get out of the relationship that you're in, but you have stopped yourself. You really love somebody and you want to tell them that you love them, but you're afraid maybe that they don't love you back, and you have stopped yourself. You have given money to a friend because you were afraid to say no, that they wouldn't like you. So you stopped respecting yourself because you did something out of fear rather than love for who you are. I want all of you to write down the ways that you have stopped yourself from being all you are meant to be. Now, what's very funny is recently, just the other day, it may have been even yesterday, when all of this was happening, I got a text from a doctor who I have formed a very, very close relationship with, Dr. Roy. That's his first name. And Dr. Roy is one of my surgeons that took my gallbladder out just actually a few months ago. But we have formed a very close relationship. And I know he's listening to this right now, and he's going to be like, what is Susie going to say? I'm not going to stop here, doc. Here we go. And I got this text from him, and I just want to read it to you. He says, so one of my passions is reading books, non-medical, and I like to go to the gym to do some kind of exercise, yoga, light weights, cardio, etc. I wasn't getting much time to do either with work. The baby and the dog, I tried to wake up at 5 a.m., but it just didn't work. A few months ago, I decided it was enough, and I can't let circumstances dictate my life. So now I wake up at 4 a.m. to read a book for 45 minutes. Then I meditate and exercise for an hour. My life has changed! Exclamation mark. Not because I have started to do again what I love, listen closely, everybody, now, but because I proved to myself that my circumstances can't tell me what I can or can't do. Dr. Roy is now unstoppable. So, with Dr. Roy's story in mind, I want you to go back to your Susie notebook now, and I want you to just pick out one thing that you stopped yourself from doing, or that you were afraid to do and you stopped because you thought the person was going to say no. I want you to just pick out one of the things that you put down on your list. And I want you to do it today. Not tomorrow, not a week from now, but today. Today, everybody. Because today is the day that we all start being unstoppable. So do you understand why this theme song is so very important? I hope you absolutely enjoyed it. I just want to thank once again from the bottom of my heart the people at Crush Music to make everything possible for us to do this. And Sia, I don't even know how to thank you. Not because you allowed me to use the theme song. I want to thank you for all you have done with your work, who you are, and the message of empowerment that is instilled in every piece of music that you have created. So thank you for making this world a more honest and loving place. Until Thursday, when the truly unstoppable Ever Ready Bunny joins us again. I'm telling you, everybody, there is no way to stop KT. No way possible. No matter how powerful you may think I am, there's no way I can ever stop her. She's just goes and goes and goes until she lays her most beautiful head down on her pillow. And in 2 seconds, she is sound asleep. And I'm like, oh, but I wanted to talk. And she is in slumberland. Oh, and speaking of my little Ever Ready Bunny, what are you doing in here?
Hi, Susie. Today's a special day. It's an auspicious day.
I know. I know. Today I introduced our new theme song.
It's the Lunar New Year, and we have to wish everyone Happy New Year. And it's also your lucky year, Susie. You are the year of the rabbit.
Uh-oh.
You are a rabbit. And it's Don's birthday. Our brother-in-law, Don, the daddy of Travis and Sophia, has a very special birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Don, and happy new year to everybody. All right, KT. Well, now that you're here, is there anything else that you want to say to everybody? Do you love our new theme song?
Do.
Can you believe Sia did that for us?
I think she's fabulous. And I love the words. Did you tell? I mean, the lyrics are great.
Yes. Earlier, you weren't here for that. But I did. I read the, you know, actual
lyrics,
words and
yeah.
The lyrics.
So I'm unstoppable.
I love this line.
Like
you know, my favorite line is, I'm a Porsche without brakes. Right. Colo, when I played that for him, said, a Porsche? I said, you know, the car?
And I like the part that says, I don't need batteries.
To play. I know. I love it. So again, so grateful to Sia and all of her managers and the people at Crush and everybody that allowed this to happen. So until... I'm signing off now, KT.
Oh, okay. I better go.
No, you can stay here for this.
Okay, I'll go, everybody. Bye.
No, stay for one more second, KT. It's so sweet to see your little face. So until Thursday when you join me again, Miss Travis, on the Ask KT and Susie Anything podcast, there's really one thing that we want every single day that all of you need to repeat, and it is what? Today, wherever we go, we will create a
peaceful, joyful, and loving world.
All right, everybody, now you stay safe and don't let anything or anybody ever stop you from being who you are meant to be. See you Thursday. Bye bye.
I'm unstoppable. I'm a butcher with no brakes. I'm invincible. Yeah, I win every single game. Mine's so powerful. I don't need batteries to play. I'm so confident. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Unstoppable today. Yeah, I'm unstoppable today.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.